Don't miss your chance to see Joyce live in Cleveland, Ohio, April 24th through the 26th, and Fort Worth, Texas, May 15th through the 17th. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Every assignment God gives to us, it requires a new measure of faith. Now, we have faith, but when God gives us an assignment, it requires a new measure. In other words, it's going to stretch you. It's going to stretch the dimension or measure of faith that you operate in currently. Amen. So, having said that, I want to lay some foundation before we get into tonight's message, which is stake your claim. Amen. Stake your claim. Go with me to James chapter 1. Keep your finger there in Hebrews. But go to James chapter 1, and these are foundation scripture that we will build our faith upon. But James chapter 1 and verse 17, the word says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, okay? With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. These are, again, foundation verses that we are going to build upon tonight. What has to settle in our heart and in our mind is that with God, there is no variableness. You know, here just this week, we've had, you know, weather is variable. It changes up on you. You know, parts of the country right now are in a deep freeze. And in a couple of days, the weather can be in the 60s. But weather's variable. But the scripture states emphatically here, with whom? The God to whom we serve and with whom we have dealings, there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. In other words, whether we perceive it fully or not, there are no shadows with God. There's nothing shaded. In other words, let me say it this way. When God speaks a word to us, gives to us a promise, there's no shadows. We might not see it clearly. There's no shadow. It's light. There's no variableness. And there are no shadows of turning. He ain't turning one iota from what he said. What he said is settled already. Take for today, I guess it was an example, or yesterday, very cloudy, very overcast, right? But the sun was still just as bright yesterday as it has always been. It's just we didn't see it. Well, God's promise, no matter what our experience is, no matter what our state is, our state is always temporary. Yeah, every day is different. But no matter what that is, what we want to build upon is the fact that with the God that we serve, there's no variableness. God isn't, he hasn't stuttered. He hasn't taken back anything. He's not, you know, hedged on something that he said. And you know how sometimes people can do that. They can say one thing and then when you go back to them, they say, well, you know, I didn't mean it that way. Kind of thing, I didn't mean that. No, God said it. I say it this way, that settles it. Even whether we believe it or not, it's settled. Now, the challenge sometimes is getting us to the place where we truly embrace it and believe it like God said it. But with him, there is no variableness, nor is there any shadow of turning. The vision that I had long ago of that place, I believe, was paradise. One thing that stood out most was that there was no shadows. Now, only God could have even brought that to my mind. I wasn't thinking about anything like that, but I could see that there was nothing cast any shadow. Everything was light. And not a light that's like this light here that, you know, I can't see past it. Everything was light, but it wasn't this kind of light. It had no shadows. And so understand that as we move forward, what God says to us, there's no variableness with it. Now, the devil will always try to get you off of it. Circumstances will always try to, you know, send off another signal. You know, time itself, as we wait for things, sometimes time, if you're not careful, can take a toll, get you to thinking or kind of wear you down. All these things we guard against. But I wanted to emphasize that because we're going to build on that God, not another God. Not someone else that said something once and then took it back, or we misunderstood what he said. No, God speaks clearly. And the promises that he's spoken to us, they shall come to pass. All right, let's build. Go with me to Numbers chapter 23. The book of Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. The scripture says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Sometimes I think our struggle lies in the amount of responsibility we place upon ourselves or our own resource. As we talked about the faith crises, God brings you to a place where if he doesn't move, if he doesn't do it, now how he's going to do that, that's beyond our finite minds, how he's going to do some stuff. Or the whole woven working of how he does things. He's always working with manifold wisdom. And the things that are revealed belong to us. But the secret things belong to God. And, you know, God doesn't reveal everything to us. But he tells us to believe, to trust him. Amen? And so herein lies sometimes the warfare, because this environment, this worldly environment, this system of which we are in but we are not of, does not talk about God, does not promote godly value or God himself. It tries to, as a matter of fact, when Cain established the system, he established it with the premise of being godless. And so it's not speaking in God's behalf. So some things we have to drown out. Remember, Abraham, in the process of God making him for the blessing for Isaac, got to a point where he ceased to consider some things. It says, Abraham considered not his own body, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. He just, you know, for a while they struggled with that stuff. How could these things be? But when he got to the place where he stopped considering some stuff, and just cut it off, I believe something went into motion. And see, that's the kairos, where what has to happen is going to happen, but it ain't going to happen without you. So God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to make it good. Go with me to one more verse in Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. God doesn't change. Now, understand that. Times change. Methods might change. You know, since the internet, a lot of things have changed. God uses different things, different methods and means and that than what he used to use back in the day before the light was here. You know, when they used candles. Same God. Just methods change. But God doesn't change. So no matter what happens, we embrace that fact. We build upon the fact that God is not changing. God said it. It's got to come to pass. Now, what's important here is we're not trying to convince God of anything. It's who we have to become. The struggle, the problem, the issue is not with God, whether God is or not, or whether God will or not. No, it's not. That's not the issue at all. The issue is us, right? So every God assignment requires a new measure of faith, right? So just think about this. Ponder this for a moment in Joshua chapter 6. Just write this down in verse 1 through 5 to show you how the Lord brought them to a place of extraordinary manifestations. Here's Joshua, a military leader, but he has to convince, now think for a moment, he has to tell this generation that has never experienced war to march around the walls. Now, the people in Jericho were much better armed and equipped for warfare, and Israel is not equipped for warfare. And he has to tell them to march around these walls. And God told me the wall is going to fall. Now, think for a moment. He's facing a faith crisis. March around these walls, and the wall is going to fall. Come on, get in real time with me. Think about, walk through Joshua in Joshua's shoes for a little bit. It's not like, you know, he just said, walk around the walls, everybody's enthused, and everybody just knew, you know, the walls are falling. No, think about it. All these people having to walk around these walls, and it was 5 miles around. Number one, you know, I like to use the story. They walked a total of 35 miles on that last day, 7 times. And everybody was so tired, you know, flesh probably was so tired, there was no complaining. Too tired to complain. You know what I mean? In other words, flesh got out the way. You know, when you walk long enough, after a while, you ain't talking. You're just trying to get to your little destination. Or if you run long enough, you're not trying to talk. Yeah, I just kind of picture that because they had to get the flesh out the way in order to even wrap their mind around something like that. But he said the wall is going to come down. See, when God gives extraordinary prophetic manifestations or prophetic fulfillment of things, understand there are going to be times he may take you to that spot where he's saying these things to you, but he's got to get you on the same page with him because you are the vessel or the instrument he's going to come through with it. It's easy to, you know, be able to figure it out in your mind, say A, B, C, D, E. I can see it happening. There's another thing when you come to a faith crisis. God is planning something extraordinary. Remember, from Abraham to David, from David to Babylon, from Babylon to Jesus, each had 14 generations there. There were 14s. But every 14, something extraordinary happened.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our series entitled, The Faith Crisis. Today's message is entitled, Stake Your Claim. Every assignment God gives to us requires a new level and a new dimension of faith. When God gives us a promise, there is no shadow of turning in His Word. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Our situations and circumstances change, but God is steadfast. Our state is always temporary, but God's word is fixed. His word does not vary like the weather. It is settled in heaven. As saints, we must not consider some things and know that once God says it, that settles it. If God said it, He will bring it to pass.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.